So I went to San Francisco, and you can't take power tools on a plane. I want to tell you this, because I had to take power tools with me for a reason that's too long to go into, but I had to take power tools with me, and they were in a box, but I put them through x-ray, and they all freaked out at the security, and so they stopped me, and they go, what's in the box? And I said, well, I have a 7 1/4 inch circular saw, and a saber saw, and a keyhole saw, and a chisel. And the woman goes, why are you bringing those on board the aircraft? And I said, well, you know, in case I have to saw into the pilot's head, you know, I prefer to use my own tools. And then I was led away. But anyway, because I was going to be a doctor. That's what my degree is in going to be a doctor. And I didn't go, though, because doctors are really dumb. I worked in an emergency room for over a year, and no matter what was wrong with anyone that came into the emergency room, the doctor would ask the patient what was wrong with them. You know, and this was the emergency room. Many times you could just look at the person and sort of tell. You know, the doctor should be able to say, I'm guessing, but perhaps we should start with the bloody area. You know, like that. Thank you. Hello, little bat. Anyway, I don't ever go to the doctor, is my point. Although I had to get my kidneys x-rayed, it was fine. But I went to my doctor, and he's like, oh, this could be serious, so you have to go get your kidneys x-rayed. I want you to go to the hospital. So I go to the hospital, and I go, I'm here to get my kidneys x-rayed. And they go, well, you don't just walk in and get your kidneys x-rayed. We need you to be really clean. So tonight, when you get home, we want you to take this laxative at home. Don't take it here. Take it at home. Made that excessively clear. They give me a 12-ounce bottle of laxative. 12 ounces. This stuff is carbonated and cherry-flavored, and I swear to God, it was called Evacuquick. So I take it home. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to take the Evacuquick. And I'm reading the directions because it is a medicine, even though it's kind of like pop. And it says, pour the Evacuquick over ice and drink it. And so it says, pour it over ice. You know, like you're just going to sit in your living room and leisurely enjoy an Evacuquick. Oh, I'm so thirsty. I sure could go for an icy cold Evacuquick right about now. You know, maybe some barium dip on a Triscuit, you know. So the next day I go to the hospital and I am thoroughly Evacuquicked. And I walk in and it's very intimidating. If you've ever had any sort of procedure done, you walk in a little gown, nothing else, just a little gown open in the back and a big giant x-ray machine as big as this stage. And I walk in and I'm vulnerable. And that's another thing I didn't understand. You know, this machine, so damn powerful, how come I had to take off my underwear? Oh, we could never shoot through 1/8 inch of cotton. That'll never work. You must remove your clothing. So I go in and I say to the doctor, this big giant machine kind of hunkering down to this little gun that's like right over my crotch. So I say, you know, is this safe? And he goes, oh, it's totally safe. You have nothing to worry about. And then he runs behind lead. And he's looking at me through this little outer limit slit. You know. He's like, don't move or you'll be horribly burned. So they take the first picture and he comes out to move me. And I go, look, you know, you told me that it's safe and then you run behind lead. And not only is it lead, but it's like lead that's far away. So it's like lead plus distance. And, you know, quite frankly, you're shooting a great deal of radiation, you know, into my gonads. And, you know, I don't have any children at this point, but perhaps someday I would like to. And, you know, quite frankly, I just want to know if this is safe, because if I do have kids, I would prefer if he or she wouldn't have to work for a circus. You know, so... Anyway, And he kind of gets ticked off because doctors don't like it when you question them. He's like, Mr. E.G., look, let me explain something to you, okay? The amount of radiation that you are receiving in this procedure is far below all the federal standards that have been set for safety, all right? Now, are we clear? Now, would you mind holding this frozen pizza? And that cheese gets really, really hot, I want to tell you. And I know it was a bogus procedure because I got the pictures back, and on every single one of them, I'm laying on the hood of a Corvette. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.